True Story, Part 1. Get ready to listen to this month's True Story.
Charles Darwin was fascinated by nature. He is famous for his theory of how species evolve and for his book, On the Origin of Species.
Charles Darwin and Evolution. June 1818. Shrewsbury, England. Charles is 9 years old.
Look, Sheila, I don't have an insect like this one in my collection yet. Ruff. Charles, where are you? What have you been doing in the garden all day? I found lots of insects for my collection. Go and wash your hands. Father will be here for dinner soon.
Mum died more than a year ago.
You are not learning as well as your sister. In September, you're going to boarding school.
Charles is bored at school.
Why have you got that egg?
I collect them, but I only take one from each nest.
Charles grows up. He loves fishing.
I kill worms with salt and water before I put them onto the fishing hook.
He goes horse riding and becomes a good hunter.
Hooray! I got my first bird!
Charles is 16. His father is worried.
You can't spend all your time hunting. You need an honourable profession. You will study medicine, like your grandfather and I.
But after 2 years...
As you don't want to be a doctor, you will have to be a vicar.
At Cambridge University, Charles is interested in botany.
Reverend Henslow, I read a book about the expeditions of Alexander von Humboldt. I want to learn about plants and animals outside England.
Then be a naturalist. You will study animals, plants, and minerals, and it will give you the opportunity to travel to where they live. There is a lot to discover.
Summer 1831. Charles is on holiday.
Reverend Henslow recommended me to Captain Fitzroy. He's looking for a companion to sail around the world with him on his ship, the Beagle.
Charles, you have never sailed, and this has nothing to do with studying to be a vicar. What does your uncle think?
Let him go, Robert. It may help him grow up.
All right. But when Charles returns in 2 years' time, he must go back to his studies.
27th of December, 1831, Plymouth, England. Charles boards the Beagle. He is 22 years old.
Little help?
Yeah, give us a hand, would you? Why do you have so much luggage?
Captain Fitzroy, I need tools, flasks and books so that I can study nature.
I have lots of books in my cabin. You must read Principles of Geology by Charles Lyell.
2 months later, the Beagle arrives in Brazil in South America.
Dry land at last. These giant trees and colourful birds are wonderful. Ah, these butterflies look like others I know, but they are different.
Meanwhile, Fitzroy draws maps.
My maps of the coast of South America will help English traders and our navy.
Back on the Beagle.
Pack those samples well so they reach England safely.